Welcome to The Word in 10, a devotional from Dwell Community Church. Ben Faust here with a short word from the book of Psalms. Psalm 23, it's one of the most famous psalms for sure. It might be the most famous psalm. I'm willing to bet as we read through it that even if you're brand new to the Bible, you're going to say, oh yeah, I've heard this one before. So let's jump into it. Psalm 23. The prescript says that it's a psalm of David. So David was king of Israel, probably the best king of Israel. He's presiding over Israel at its pinnacle, and he's a spiritual guy. The Bible says that he is a man after God's own heart. Psalm 23, verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So I first heard this psalm when I was in preschool, I think. The Lord is my shepherd. It's what you would call a cultural icon. It's one of those bits of Christianity that's permeated all through our culture. But we shouldn't conclude from that, you know, oh, ho-hum, I've heard this before, nothing to learn here or hear from it. No, on the contrary, there is something profound about this psalm. These words, see if God has something for you to learn as we read it. I think there's something really powerful in these words, and I think that you'll find that as we dig into it a little bit. So this is a psalm of praise. David is praising God, and what's he praising God for? He's basically just affirming his relationship with God. That's basically all this psalm is David describing his relationship. Here's what you do in this relationship, God. Here's what I do. And maybe you've heard people talk about that idea before, having a relationship with God. It's really a beautiful picture because Christianity, at the heart of it, it's not just a religious system. It's not just a method or like an activity or a practice or something like that. At the heart of Christianity is this idea of having a personal relationship with God, and that is an awesome idea. But it's also a little bit hard to get your hands around. Like, you know, what does it mean to have a relationship with God? And there's not like one passage in the Bible that you can go to that spells it out completely. Here's what that means. It's really an idea that's found all through the Bible. But I think a passage like this one, Psalm 23, I think it gets a lot of wood on the ball describing what a relationship with God is like. So let's look at it and see what we can learn about David's relationship with God, and therefore maybe what we can learn about our own relationship with God. So the first thing he says in verse 1, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," or like, "I shall not be in want." I want for nothing. That's what he's saying right out of the gate. I want for nothing. It's kind of an amazing thing to say if you think about it. I don't want anything. I don't need anything. I mean, when in your life do you ever say that? I have no wants or needs. I'm completely good to go. We never say that because all of us as human beings, we have all kinds of deep needs. We need to be loved. We need security. We need purpose. We need identity. And on top of those needs, we also have our wants, which are innumerable. And in this life, our wants routinely go unmet. We don't get what we want a lot of the time. And sometimes in this life, we don't get what we need either. So I think it's kind of a shocking statement. How can anyone say with a straight face, "I want for nothing"? I mean, I read this, he says, "I shall not want." And I'm thinking, I can make a list right now of things that I want that I don't have. So how can he say I shall not be in want? Well, the answer to that, of course, is that it's connected to the first part of the statement. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I want for nothing because the Lord is my shepherd. These two things are connected. And so the main idea in this psalm is really coming in the form of an illustration, the shepherd. Psalms often paint vivid word pictures to convey big ideas. And so here the picture is the shepherd. This is a common profession in the ancient world, not a particularly high status job. They're kind of looked down upon. It's a rugged job. It's a lonely job. It's a sometimes dangerous job. But it's meaningful because David himself was a shepherd. He's famously the young shepherd boy who goes on to become the king of Israel. It's a rags-to-riches story. And sometimes David is referred to as the shepherd king of Israel, in part because he was a shepherd, but also because he was a great king. And so David could have written a psalm here that said something like, I am the shepherd. But what does he say instead? He says, in this relationship, the Lord is my shepherd. In this relationship, David, even as the king, he says, I am the sheep, and you, God, you are the shepherd. And so if that's the case, as we read this, I think we should think about, okay, then how is David like a sheep in this relationship? And maybe more importantly, how is God like a shepherd in this relationship? And David gives us insight to that in verse 2. He says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. So one of the jobs of a shepherd was to take the sheep to provision. In ancient Israel, there's not any one place you can take the sheep to provide all of their needs. They need food and water and shade, and they didn't have all those in one place. So the shepherds had to be somewhat nomadic. They had to get the sheep around the people at harvest time, but then there were other times when it would rain and certain dry, crunchy places would turn lush and green. And so a shepherd needed to know not only where those places were, but also when to take the sheep there. And that's the picture that David is painting. He's saying, he leads me to these green pastures. And so we're learning something really important about God's role in this relationship. The Lord is my shepherd who provides, who leads me to provision. And the implication is that I can't provide all I need for myself. Sheep couldn't provide all they need for themselves. They're not clever. They don't forage. You know, if someone doesn't take them to provision, they die. And David says, this is what my relationship with God is like. He makes me lie down in green pastures. We think that all of our needs are things that we can find and get fulfilled that are the things of this earth. I think the reminder here is that a lot of what we really need is spiritual. And we get those needs met by relating with God. And so he says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. What does that mean? I think it's a picture of spiritual rest, of having your spiritual needs met by God. It really helps to have a habit built into your life where you're just getting some quiet time where the main thing can be relating with God, somewhere in the day where you can get away with God and tell him what's going on and think about who he is and hear the sound of your own footsteps for a minute and rest and interpret the things going on in your life through the grid of the presence of God. And like, I will confess, I often don't feel like doing that, but that's why I say it's a habit that I've developed, is that every time I do that, I always end up thinking to myself, man, this is the thing that I really needed. I'm really glad I did that. So then in verse 3, he says, he restores my soul. We all need restoration because this life will beat you up. This life can drain you. And yet God, he says, leads me to what I need, even when it's not the thing that I think I need. God leads me to what I really need. So I wonder if you're listening today and you feel in a state of want, if that resonated with you, the idea of wanting. The message of this psalm is that you can look in a lot of places to deal with that, but at the end of the day, they will all leave you still wanting. The answer to what you need is in a relationship with God. And you know, if you think about it, that is the only answer that actually makes sense. Where is the one place where all my needs can be met? It's in the relationship with the one who made me. All right, well, that's the end of our episode. In the next one, we're going to keep reading in Psalm 23 and see what else we can learn about David's shepherd-sheep relationship with God. We'll see you next time. For more resources like this, visit dwellcc.org.